Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High School Wind Ensemble. Welcome to the MBDA Concert Band Festival. My name is Terry White. I'll be doing the commentary on your performance today, and I also will be coming in to do your clinic and workshop. So I look forward to hearing you perform, and I hope my comments will be helpful to you down the road. And I look forward to working with you in the clinic. Wish you the best of luck. Nice tempo. It starts to settle down a little more at five. We came blasting out of the gate there, but not bad. Yeah, lower saxophones. Nice job with those 16th notes. Push some air through this. Ba-da-da. You want to shape the phrase. You want to know where we're headed. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When you have 16th notes like that, push them right to the end note. Nice dynamic contrast. Even sax is even a little bit lighter if you can on the tongue. But be careful the tempo doesn't pick up on the repeat. Even though this is challenging music for you, I think it's well within your grasp. So make sure you finish a section that you're in. I sort of sometimes get the impression that, okay, we got through this section, now we got to go on to this one. Make sure you complete what you're doing first. At least give that impression in your playing. Yeah, nice job. That's a nice opener. Make sure we get settled in on the tempo that we want to play right from note one. When I first heard the first opening tempo, I thought, well, okay, that's a pretty aggressive tempo. And then it just sort of found its level as we get into the main melody. Good overall balance. Woodwind's nice job with the flying finger stuff that you have going on there. Nice contrast, nice shape on these phrases, good balance. Think of these whole notes as targets. You want to hit dead center of your target all the time, even when you're making a crescendo, a decrescendo. Oftentimes when we make those crescendos and decrescendos, we will allow our embouchure to do some funny things to sort of accommodate what we're trying to do. Flute's nice balance with the two parts, 21-22. And again, trumpet, nice quality of sound, 24. Maybe a little more definition on the tuba, barry sax, bassoon, the bass clarinet part that starts and it plays on beats three of each measure, around 25. Some notes that are right adjacent to each other, major second, so we're going to make sure our intonation on each of our assigned notes has to be right on. Measure 54, where we have the half notes for many of us. Make sure we hold that note as long as we can. If we need to take a breath, we want to do that as quickly as possible so that we don't leave any gaps in the music after those half notes. Done. That's a really sensitive piece. I thought you guys handled it really very well. There's those spots we talked about with the notes that can be quite dissonant. They're adjacent to each other. So we want to make sure our intonation is really rock solid. I thought in terms of your crescendos, decrescendos, and balance, that was very, very solid. There's a couple of things I'll point out too when I come in on the clinic and show you. I think you can then take that to another level. Ensemble looks very polished on stage and very poised. You dress appropriately for a performance like this, and that's something I very much appreciate. Also, your posture and your demeanor on stage is very professional. Thank you. Yeah, very well done on that alto saxophone solo. Yeah, nice job on the French horn alto saxophone line. Nice intonation. I could even go after that more. Tia, tia. Aggressive with those 16th notes. Dee da ta da da ta ta ta. Because out here in this room, we're not, it almost sounds like it's coming out like 2/8 notes. So the articulation needs to be a little stronger, a little crisper. You guys do a nice job of layering parts, and there are new lines coming in on top of existing lines, and they're not coming in like a, you know, very abruptly. You're layering them in very nicely. You put that grace note right before the note. Ta-da. Don't start it too soon. Flute alto combination, nice phrasing, good intonation. There's some nice flowing lines here. This should all be very seamless. Even be more aggressive on those sforzandos, bell tones, sting them. You know, woodwinds, even though there's no accent mark, when you have the figure one, da 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 da, you can put a little more tongue in the beginning of those so we can hear the start of those figures. Big breath right through here. Not because we need the volume. We want nice, big, full, sustained sound. That's much better there at 146 than it was earlier. With a little more axe on that. Dia. Yeah, nice solid program. Well played. Minor things that, there's just only so many things we can get done in the amount of time I'm sure you have to rehearse. Good fundamental playing, pretty solid intonation throughout, and the phrasings and so forth and balance of the band is really top-notch. Also, it's a super program, three well-balanced pieces. I enjoyed listening to you perform, and I'll be in shortly to do your clinic. Thank you.